Namaste. Welcome to our first pranayama practice. Once again, take care that you're comfortable standing, seated, or reclined. If you opt to stand for this, it will be about a 5-minute practice, so bear that in mind. And should you stand, you want to stand, with your feet and your legs about hip distance apart, and your arms relaxed down by your side. And also stand in a way where you're again promoting the length through the spine rather than hunching or rounding over. If you opt to sit in a chair, I recommend shifting more towards the front edge of the seat. And as you lower your feet, make sure that your feet and legs are roughly hip distance apart. Find a comfortable place to rest your arms. You can also provide a little support, whether it be with a cushion. Some of you may have yoga props, like a bolster, for example, that you can put behind your back. The same is true should you opt to sit down on the floor on your yoga mats. You can always sit up against the wall or prop yourself up so you're supported. And those of you that opt to recline, take care that you're comfortable. Now, maybe put a little support underneath the back of your knees, again with a yoga prop or with a cushion. As you recline, shift so your feet and your legs are about hip distance apart and rest your arms down by your side and turn your palms upward. And those of you that opt to recline, you may even want to place an eye pillow or even like a towel over your eyes. So as you close your eyes, it can be nice to extract some of the outside stimuli and brightness. So once you get yourself settled in, take a moment, and I recommend closing your eyes and scan your body and begin to notice and feel where you're holding tension. And do your best to relax those areas. Begin with inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Again, in an effort to let go of stress, unnecessary tension. A couple more rounds, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth, and one more time. Once you've exhaled through your mouth, now shift and breathe through your nose. And simply begin to follow the breath. The first pranayama that we're moving into is called the Samavritti Pranayama. In Sanskrit, sama means same and vritti means fluctuation. And so basically, we're creating the same fluctuation or count from inhale to exhale. The benefits are very relaxing and calming to the mind, to the nervous system. It helps to create more of a parasympathetic response in your nervous system, that state of relaxation. And the other aspect of this practice is that we'll be counting our breath. And so the counting, it will give your mind something to focus on, other than the myriad of your thoughts. And getting caught up in that cycle of constantly thinking and projecting from the past to the future and wondering and having a bunch of different thoughts moving through the mind all at the same time. So it gets the mind to really quiet down and develop a deeper, more focused level of concentration. So now, with your next inhale, begin to slowly count your breath for 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale 2, 3, 4. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale 2, 3, 4. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, Exhale, two, three, four. And continue counting your breath. And with each passing breath cycle, becoming more and more aware of the breath entering and exiting your body. As you inhale, bringing the breath, bringing the oxygen into your body, into your heart, into your brain, become aware of the breath moving around, almost in a cylinder type of shape, around the entire circumference of your torso. Become aware of the sides, the left, the right sides of your body expanding as you inhale, and the breath expanding through the back of your body. And as you're ready to exhale, counting the breath, beginning to feel and notice the lungs emptying and deflating. And at the very bottom of your exhale breath, begin to gently draw your belly and your navel back towards your spine in an effort to get all of that stale air, all of that stale carbon dioxide out of the lower lobes of your lungs. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Creating that balanced rhythm. And the count can truly be whatever feels the most comfortable for you. Some of you may want to reduce the count. Perhaps a three count may feel better. Some of you may want to move a little deeper. Maybe a six count, eight count, 10 count. Notice where your mind is at, your attention. Return to the counting of your breath, especially in those moments when you notice that your mind has suddenly become distracted, whether it be from a thought, whether it be from something outside, external noises. Returning back to the breath, inhaling one, two, three, four, and exhaling. Two, three, four. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. As your attention and your awareness becomes deeper and deeper, more focused upon one breath at a time, our awareness begins to expand with a deeper understanding that as we inhale, we're bringing in oxygen, a form of nourishment. That fresh oxygen moves into the lungs, nourishing our lungs, our heart, our brain, our blood, our cells. And as we exhale, there's a gentle cleansing emphasis. Not only are we releasing carbon dioxide, but we can also consciously release stress, tension, fear. Inhale, one, two, three, four, and exhale, two, three, four. And practice five additional rounds.
Exhale completely, and now we shift out of the Samavritti pranayama practice and return back to your normal, natural breathing. I recommend that you stay in your position for at least a brief moment. And if comfortable, continue with your eyes closed and take time to notice and feel the results of your practice. And thank you for taking the time to practice pranayama with me. Namaste.